Did you ever wonder how Calamity Jane explained her life to her daughter? Well, American composer Libby Larson did, and she came upon letters of Calamity Jane to her daughter in a book entitled Between Ourselves, in a compilation of letters between mothers and daughters, edited by Karen Payne. Here's what Larson says about them. Calamity Jane was a working woman, good in her profession, working at what she loved and making choices because of her will to work. Calamity Jane sent Janie, her daughter by Wild Bill Hickok, or so the sentimentalized account of her adventures claims, to live with a normal daddy, her friend Jim O'Neill. She paid for child support by working as a gambler, trick shooter, cowhand, barmaid, stagecoach driver, and prostitute. She even tried and rejected marriage. In her time, she was odd and lonely. 100 years later, her life sheds light on contemporary society. She chooses rough, tough words to describe her life to her daughter. I'm interested in that rough toughness and in Calamity Jane's struggle to explain herself honestly to her daughter, Janie. The song cycle Larson has composed for soprano and chamber orchestra sets 5 letters from Calamity Jane to her daughter. The first 3 letters are from 1880 and the last from 1902. The cycle, called Songs from Letters, was written in 1999. We'll hear Benita Valente and the Scottish Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Joel Revson. The song titles are So Like Your Father's, He Never Misses, A Man Can Love 2 Women, A Working Woman, and All I Have.
Expression so